politics. Leaders from Mount Kenya region who have been in the recent past exchanging political tirades have been requested to calm down and concentrate on the development agenda. Speaking at Our Lady of Sorrows Baricho Catholic Church in India constituency during the 100 years centenary celebrations, leaders led by Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua and Governor Anne Waiguru called on the need to deliver promises made during last general elections. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua said the ongoing politics was not healthy for the region, asking elected leaders to stick to their lanes so as to avoid unnecessary supremacy battles at the expense of development. "I know you are clever enough to see what is going on in the country and in our region. I want to ask you to remain silent and watch. I have also decided to remain silent and watch," he said. The DP acknowledged the role of the Catholic Church in provision of education and quality healthcare facilities in the country as part of a national development program, as well as contribution to the socio-economic development of the community. DP Rigathi Gachagua and Governor Waiguru joined the Catholic Church clerics in cutting the cake to mark 100 years centenary celebrations. "The Catholic Church has participated in socio-economic development. You are our partners of the government in the development agenda. We will continue working together," the DP said. Baricho Parish, which is under the Catholic Diocese of Maranga, was established on September 15, 1923. The worshippers were celebrating 100 years of faith and evangelization, over which the parish has established schools and hospitals and participated in the alleviation of social ills. Governor Waiguru said every elected leader has a well-cut-out job that they were given by voters, and this should be their main focus instead of engaging in divisive politics and insults. She said the region is solidly behind the government and warned that the country's development agenda should not be distracted by divisive politics and early 2027 campaigns. The second-term governor challenged the residents of Kirinyaga that when her time to exit the governor seat comes, voters should look for a leader who has a clear vision for development. "I urge our leaders to support and appreciate each other for achievement instead of pulling each other down to discredit and derail development for selfish interests at the expense of deserving residents," she said. Kirinyaga women representative Jane Njeri reminded the church of the critical role they play in nurturing Kenyans spiritually, mentally, and taking part in matters of national discourse. She noted the establishment of St. Mary for the Aged in Sagana under the Catholic Church as testament of what the church has done in taking care of the elderly women who may have no alternative quality living standards.